Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Glad you are with me. We've got a great show lined up with Ann Kozoliski, the director for Lemoyne. Emily Brown will be here with the Challenger Learning Center. And we've got Miriam Dady standing by with your gift-giving guide, courtesy of everyone here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
The holidays are coming, and that's why now is the time to shower up with a beautiful custom shower enclosure from Widen Glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Widen Glass today, 222-5781. Or chat online with one of their service professionals at widenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N. Widen. The best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Going green just got easier with high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty, owner of Truck and Car Concepts. We have over 18 years' experience. Our sun control films eliminate 79% of the heat gains and 99.9% of the UV rays to prevent fading.
Use less energy and save money with professionally installed high-performance window film from Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800.
So here we are on this Thanksgiving weekend. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. Glad you are there where you are with the opportunity to share in this next 2 hours of Tallahassee Talks on Thanksgiving weekend. Having come through the last couple of weeks leave us all a bit shell-shocked, no doubt, in so many different ways. And it's not as though we haven't been the subject of a lot of scrutiny and criticism throughout the year in relation to Florida State football and quarterback Jameis Winston. It just seems as though there's no end to the kind of villainy that is available, villainous remarks that are, really some pretty disgusting comments, in my humble opinion, that I don't even want to repeat. Thank you very much. Because we have better things to do at this point. And I think that when I thought about this Saturday, thinking about you and how you've spent your Thanksgiving with your family and friends, and or maybe you've spent that same Thanksgiving working. Many of you worked Thursday. Or maybe you're one of those folks who spends Thanksgiving alone. Well, you're not alone right now because you're here with me, and we're going to talk about some very wonderful things to be thankful for. If you didn't get a chance to do so, our show last Saturday was at a delayed time of day. We were on at 5 o'clock as a courtesy to our friends at University of Florida, who were making rather merry in their pregame show before their noon game. And that's just our way. Today's game is at 3:30, so we're okay. University of Florida playing Florida State University here in Tallahassee, the classic rivalry and matchup. But let's give a little shout out to our friends at University of Florida. And if you're a Gator fan, part of the Gator Nation, you have a lot to be proud of, I think. Especially a class act that occurred following the horrific events related to the shooting that occurred on Florida State's campus. Their reply, and I'm paraphrasing, was, "Hey, we are all family. We may be siblings that pick on each other, and we are rivals. But when it comes to the things in life that are most important, we are family. We're connected." And I thought, a very good thing for them to have done, and that had a lot of implications for us as a community, I think, in that we see ourselves not divided as much as we often might think of ourselves. We think in terms of what we are as Tallahasseans, and I started to say our show last week featured this interview with Jason Durfus, who happened to be the young man who was the first victim in this, shot in the back but saved from injury by a backpack that was full of books. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, it's archived for you. You can go to TallahasseeTalks.com, click on the archive link there at the top of the page, and look for that interview with Jason Durfus. It's a marvelous telling of his personal take on the whole thing, his decision to see this event not in the most negative way, but to find reason to give thanks for his life and for the fact that perhaps someone else was spared injury because he happened to have a backpack that protected him. That's a remarkable young man, a student there at Florida State, Jason Durfus, our guest last week. And this week, again, some wonderful guests. Emily Brown with the Challenger Learning Center going to share with us some of the neat things coming up at Challenger and IMAX Theater through the weeks ahead. Let It Snow is one of those. And what else do they have on their list? Tiny Giants, some great films that are all family-friendly. And then the Orion launches later in the month of December, I think the 19th, somewhere in there. She'll tell us. And they're going to do a viewing of that launch. It's early in the morning, but it'll be fun. And so, Mom, Dad, if you're looking for fun things for your kids to do during this holiday season, man, there's a lot of it. And a lot of it is low cost or even free. So for those of us who have budgets or try to stay on those budgets, though they may be decimated, the effort is there to try to stay online, stay on task and in line with our family budgets. Well, here you've got a lot of activities going on around town. In addition, the Lemoyne, it's Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts, right? Ann will correct me on that. Ann Kozoliski is our guest as well here in this first hour of the show. And with that, we will have an opportunity to learn about this holiday show they have coming up. It's an annual event, a fundraiser for them, but a fundraiser for us because we get to purchase original works of art, mostly local artists who create these wonderful ornaments for our trees and other works that are good for any time of year that can be part of your collection of art. And they're remarkably low cost. Many of these items are quite affordable. So we'll learn about what's going on with this holiday show, Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts, and Kozoliski. And I've got Miriam Dady, who is with us. Miriam is going to talk about some other gift-giving ideas. We want to try to help you out over the next two or three weeks here. I guess we're doing three or four of these. Anyway, we are going to provide you Miriam's comments. She's been out there shopping around looking for great gift ideas from some of the local merchants. And, you know, we believe in local. So why not shop local? And she's come up with some ideas for us. And we'll have the first installment then of this gift guide that we're going to post on our website, too. So if you want to go back and look at the website and check out the items and the prices and the merchants that are making these things available to you, you'll be able to do so from our website. TallahasseeTalks.com is the site, which, by the way, is a great place to check out some of the shows you may have missed. We keep every show we broadcast in our archive, and there's a little search bar there so you can search on the person's name or the topic. Everybody from First Lady Ann Scott to Eric Barron, former FSU president, Ernie Sims. Frank Douglas was here last week. The Fried Turkeys did a great job getting us ready for Thanksgiving and their marvelous musical performance, all done right here on our fabulous soundstage, provided by the good people at Alcom Marketing and Advertising, the producers of this here radio show, along with some very fine sponsors, among whom we have Tommy T's there in Midtown. You hear me talk about these guys, Steve and John. They're the best mechanics that I've come across in recent days, and among the very finest. So if you're looking for a quick oil change, or you need some brakes changed out, or maybe some other repairs on your car, Tommy T's in Midtown is the place to go. They're easy to find as you're going down Thomasville Road. They're on your left, right in the heart of Midtown. We call them the TT on Thomasville Road. Tommy T's Mighty Lube. So check him out this week and tell him you heard it on Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
The holidays are coming, and that's why now is the time to shower up with the beautiful custom shower enclosure from Witten Glass. Witten Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. They've designed and installed tub and shower enclosures for Tallahassee homeowners for over 70 years. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures provide style and luxury at an affordable price. With the holidays coming, that means family, and that means now is the time to shower up with style. Call Witten Glass today, 222-5781, or chat online with one of their service professionals at wittenglass.com. W-H-I-D-D-O-N, Witten, the best name in glass since 1945. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
It's that wonderful time of year, folks, when all of Tallahassee just begins to transform into this magical wonderland of glitter and shiny things and art shows and special events and parades and strangely costumed grown-ups who... By the way, there's your attorney in the parade wearing elf shorts. I mean, so it's a different time for us, the Winter Festival at hand. But one of the most treasured events, of course, every year is this little thing called the Holiday Show that the dear friends that we love so much over at the Lemoyne Center for Art are willing to do. They endure this for our sakes, and it's a lot of work, so we've asked our good friend Ann Kozulski to be with us this morning. Good morning, Ms. Kozulski.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
Here we are on this Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we've had a chance to reflect a bit on the goodness of the day and all those things that we can be thankful for. Events of late have been rather shocking and tragic. We've had to endure some terrible things, and it seems to me that, in fact, we even talked about this. You know, in doing this Thanksgiving show, what do we talk about, and what do we find to be thankful for? And when I looked in your direction, I thought, well, there you go. You know, the art that comes up from the inspired talents of local artists and artists from around the country who are part of your community there at Lemoyne bring us a lot to be thankful for. Help us reflect, I think, on what things we are given that remind us of the beauty of Christmas, the beauty of this time of year, the joy of giving thanks, right? So with that, having given you a little bit of preamble, I want to ask you, how are things for this year? I know that Thursday night was your members only,
right?
Sort of sneak peek, I guess, or mm-hmm. or a preview then for those who are Lemoyne members. And by mm-hmm. the way, folks, if you're not, there's still time. You can
can join online, so you have access to being a Lemoyne member 24/7.
Well, in doing that, you would be entitled next year to be at this Thursday evening unveiling. But now, of course, it's open to the public. Your Friday was your grand opening then, or the first day for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand, too, this year you're into this 7 days a week.
Yes. So it's a shorter shopping season.
You just never go home. You're there every day.
No, yeah. I tell people I'm one futon short of 24/7 at LeMoyne.
That sounds like a very interesting movie title. One futon short. Bruce Lee probably would be.
He'd have been great.
So if we are thinking of LeMoyne this year for a wonderful holiday experience, what should we be looking forward to?
This year, we have made our goal of having 100 artists showing, selling, displaying their work at our holiday show. And it is absolutely stunning. We have more works under $25 than ever before. In that, first of all, it's mandatory that each artist bring at least 6 items under $25. And that's to keep up the tradition of the LeMoyne Holiday Show being that place where you can come and get your special holiday ornament.
Mm-hmm.
But these are ornaments / gifts that can be left out all year round.
Wow.
And now, you know, some of them are traditional holiday themes, but I would say the majority of them can be left out and enjoyed throughout the year.
So it may be that you have a special shelf or maybe a table where you love to display works of art of this nature, and that would be something you could do, as you say, throughout the year.
Absolutely, and especially for people who are downsizing. There are small works of art, original works of art, that can be put on a coffee table, an end table, or, you know, hung on the wall.
And are these artists mostly local or from around the country?
Mostly local. We have some new artists in the show from Thomasville and from Panama City. So we're very pleased to be getting a lot of new talent and a lot of new artists this year.
We're talking about the LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts annual holiday show, which began officially yesterday, and now this Saturday open, from 10 a.m. this morning until 8 p.m. And those are your hours, Monday through Saturday, 10 to 8. So I'm dyslexic, so I always reverse things. So it's Saturday through Monday. Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday from 1 to 5.
Yes.
Admission is $7 for a family.
For our family.
That's nice.
Oh, it's very affordable. Yes.
I mean, that's like a couple of hamburgers, and we're in the door right here.
Ooh, some places, only one hamburger.
I mean, come on. If that were not the case, I suspect that LeMoyne folks would just be flush with cash. But see, they're a nonprofit organization. They are highly dedicated to bringing us all things art that are visual. And in doing so, here comes this lovely little holiday show that is now, you see, this is your fourth or fifth?
This is my fourth holiday. I mean, my fifth holiday show.
Yeah.
But we're literally working on our fourth generation of people.
It's a marvelous thing.
Yeah.
And the LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts is how old again? You guys started.
We're celebrating our 50th. Yeah.
Seems like.
We're celebrating our 50th anniversary, which is absolutely fantastic.
That is great.
And not only are we a gallery with at least 10 exhibitions a year, but we have a very large education component. From pre-K to adults.
We want to talk about that. Ann Kozoliski, the executive director for the LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts, she is our guest this morning. And we are glad that you are right where you are through the magic of radio, sharing these good thoughts and ideas all about what's going on here in Tallahassee, and brought to you in part by a Country Rose Florist. If you're looking for the best in floral design, unique gift items, you can trust Annette McGuffey and her team at a Country Rose Florist.
October 3rd, 1863. Our nation is torn in the midst of civil war. Over 100,000 lives have been lost. Faced with the uncertainty of our survival as a nation, President Lincoln declares his faith in God, issuing a proclamation.
I invite my fellow citizens with humble penitence to fervently implore the Almighty to heal the wounds of our nation to the full enjoyment of peace, tranquility, and union.
He recalls the blessings and mercies of God in spite of our disobedience and officially declares the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise. This Thanksgiving, may we find that same gratefulness in our hearts in the midst of adversity and join together in prayer for our nation, giving thanks for our family, friends, and a land of freedom. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Alcom.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we have this wonderful opportunity to talk with Ann Kozeliski. She's the executive director, if I can say that. You know, it is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, folks. You got to bear with me. The executive director for the Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
I keep working on that.
Yeah.
Right? That's a lot.
It is a mouthful.
I don't do that well. I'm just going to say Lemoyne. It's not the Lemoyne. Because that would be the Lemoyne, right.
Yeah.
Yes, it's
Lemoyne.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yes, he was actually the first artist that came to the New World.
Really?
To document the Native Americans and the flora, the fauna.
You know, I never think I don't think I knew that.
You know, all those
I don't think I know that now.
Drawings of the Indians that you see that
really?
Yeah, that was old Jacques.
Jacques Lemoyne.
Oui.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Owing again a debt of thanks to another French patriot, Lafayette, and now mm-hmm. Lemoyne.
That's a very
cool thing.
That's right.
But Lemoyne had its beginnings as an organization those many years ago. Would you say your 50th anniversary?
50th. We were established in 1963.
And that was really the work of a work of love.
Yes.
Four
local women.
Yeah.
Established Lemoyne, June Strauss, Mary Metzke, and Nanette Fisher, and Clifton Lewis.
Wow.
And we were...
Who recently passed.
Passed, yeah. Yes. And I think Mary is the only one surviving to this day. And,
yeah.
We were formed as an open, non-discriminating gallery, and we were the first in Tallahassee.
Non-discriminating in what way?
Our bylaws. We did not discriminate in any way. Race, color, creed.
Whatever.
Art, good, bad.
Yeah. So even my stuff could show.
Oh, well, yeah, you know. Got a jury in, Brian.
We do have to have some standards.
We have some lines, like yes.
The crayon drawings aren't going to make it.
Well, no, you know, we had an artist by the name of George Milton who did a lot of crayon drawings.
Okay, yeah. So there's still a chance.
Yeah.
You're saying there's a chance.
We encourage all creative efforts.
Well,
okay.
I have to say, in
keep
my humble experience with those works that I've seen, a part of your wonderful history, not just at this time of year, but throughout the year. There is no exaggeration to the statement that the works you see, and this includes the Chain of Parks Art Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you folks just keep pouring it on.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you've reached the point at which there is national acclaim for those things that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
like that Chain of Parks Art Festival.
Oh, yes. One of the best in the Southeast.
How do you think that this event, the annual holiday show, has changed in your time with Lemoyne?
Well, the holiday show is our second largest fundraiser, mm-hmm. and has been a part of the Lemoyne tradition. I just said the Lemoyne myself. It has been a part of Lemoyne's tradition since the very beginning, I believe.
Yeah.
But the transition has been from mass manufactured product to handmade art. And in the last five holiday shows that I've been involved in, we have been increasing that percentage ever since. I mean, we have cut back on the purchase of support materials. And this year we sliced it in half. And we have now have the 100 artists. And the artists realize, you know, they can make their holiday shopping money themselves by increasing the productivity of their less than $25
items. Have you seen any changes in attendance? Do you feel like there are more people attending year after year, or does it sort of rise and fall with
the
economy?
I think in a community like ours, I mean, it's going to have an, you know, it's going to plateau. We get anywhere between 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people, depending on whether the FSU game is here or in Gainesville.
I see.
So this year
at
it's
least
here
for this weekend. Yeah, yeah, but this is a show that goes on through
goes
the
through
31st.
December 31st. Yeah. Right. Well, and we have the holiday. We go up through Christmas Eve, of course.
Yeah.
And then we have a sale, like everybody does. This year, we're just really looking forward to it. I mean, every year, more and more people say, "Oh, I love it. I love it that you have the art. I love that you don't have this."
You're not originally from Tallahassee, are you?
No.
I think we've talked about
Illinois.
That before. You're from Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Illinois.
And of Scandinavian descent, from what I understand. And we've shared some rather lighter moments.
I'm a mutt.
Especially,
I'm a mutt.
Especially in relation to people like Stan Borison, who I drag out every time, you know, every year about this time, and force you to sit and listen to Stan Borison just to watch you kind of tear up.
Well, my heritage was more Jorgi Jorgensen, so and the Swingin' Swedes.
Who was the inspiration for Stan?
Oh, yeah, well, see there, you know.
That was his inspiration. Yeah. There's a legacy here that's being carried
See,
forward.
Mine comes from my grandfather, so yours is from your father.
Right,
so.
Yeah. So, but given that you've been a transplant, you've been in Tallahassee for a number of years. What did you tell me your first, who was it that you met at the Capitol building when you, in your early days in Tallahassee? You were, I think you were on the top floor, like the observation floor of the Capitol building. And here was this woman that had her entourage.
Oh, God, let's don't go there.
And I remember you telling me that, you know, she looked at you like, oh, wonderful, another Yankee.
Oh, God, you got a good memory.
Well, I mean, but that says...
Be careful what you say,
yes,
folks.
Yes, I know. They're listening.
It will come back
They're listening
on you.
Right now.
Yeah.
But that illustrates for me how much we have transitioned as a community. I mean, this is 2014, and in that we have found not only are we being observed more so, we have a lot of folks that have come to Tallahassee, like Ann and like Brian and Darko Bukaritz and all kinds of folks who have made their home here and it have brought to us a sense of creativity and direction, help us better understand who we are as a community. I think that speaks to where LeMoyne has been a part of that process.
Oh, yeah. I personally love Tallahassee.
Yeah.
And coming here was the best thing I could ever have done for myself.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So you're not looking to jump ship anytime. You're going to be
No, here no. Yeah. I like it up here. I mean, my gosh, we're an hour and a half from the best beaches and seafood in the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm originally, of course, like I said, from the Midwest. People say, "Why? When are you coming home?" I said, "Why?" You come here. Let me show you something.
This is
a
cool thing,
isn't
it?
This is really
good
down here.
Do you think that people appreciate how much we've changed? Do you find that there are still sort of pockets of people who don't get it? They've never heard of LeMoyne Center?
Oh, yeah. It's surprising to me. I mean, it really is. We get a lot of people that'll come in and say, number one, we thought you closed your doors because 5 years ago, we almost did. But the board then did the right thing. We became very fiscally responsible. We, you know, tightened our belt. We did what we had to do. And when I was hired 4.5 years ago, my job description was simply keep art on the walls and keep the door open.
Make us solvent.
And
as a nonprofit, for any nonprofit, and we've talked to a lot of them, That is a day-to-day challenge.
It is. It is.
Hand-to-mouth kind of existence.
It is, and so we're looking for that wonderful patron.
Yeah.
Please come out.
Well, in fact,
help
if you're
us.
That wonderful patron in the wings, this would be a good time.
Oh, we are the place to put your money, I am telling you, because we are on solid ground now.
Yeah.
And that's only, you know, 4.5 years after almost closing our doors. And we are here. We are strong. This past October, we had Dean Mitchell. Now, Dean Mitchell is an internationally known watercolorist who was born and raised right next door in Quincy, Florida.
Yeah.
It was the most stunning show. Prior to that, we had, you know, Ken Flana, but we have exhibitions of local art, and that's what LeMoyne was established on. We were established as Florida's first gallery because back then Miami wasn't what it is today.
Talking about LeMoyne Art Center for the Visual Arts with our good friend Ann Kozulewski, the executive director, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Well, folks, it's that wonderful time of year when Christmas is upon us and Hanukkah and all of those other festivals and celebrations that just mark what it means to think back through the year and think here on this Thanksgiving weekend of the number of things we can be thankful for, of course, family and friends, and something called LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts. We have Ann Kozulewski, the executive director, our guest, who graciously has agreed to stay on through this and endure. It's an annual thing, so we don't ask her to do this too often. I guess twice a year.
The interview or the holiday show, Brian?
We're talking the interview here. But to drag her into our studios. But no, I'm teasing. She is such a gracious person. You really are. You are.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's the Swedish in me.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
so. And with that, let's all do a polka right now.
You're right.
So if I've never been to the holiday show at LeMoyne Center for the Visual Arts, first of all, you're on Gadsden and
125 North Gadsden. It's right at the light at Call and Gadsden.
Call and Gadsden, yeah. What should I expect? And I want to bring my whole family for $7.
I mean. And or you can come in yourself for $3.
And leave them home.
Leave them home and do all your holiday shopping there. And we gift wrap, so, you know,
that's
it's good.
Nice. That's nice.
We have transformed the entire gallery for the holidays. Every room contains art from floor to ceiling and is a different, unique experience. Each gallery is decorated differently.
You know, in that regard, if you think about what we typically do, if I can say this is typical, we will head to the shopping mall or maybe we head to the big discount store, whatever, and, you know, we pull some stuff off the shelf, and what we're buying there is one of millions of duplicated items, right?
Right.
But you're looking at an item in your collection that is one in a million,
mm-hmm.
not one of a million.
Right, exactly.
And I thought when I heard you say that earlier, that's a great way of trying to express the uniqueness mm-hmm. of what you bring. But I think, too, there's this business of us finding something hopeful in the work of in these works and in art at large. I mean, and I don't want to drag you too far down the path here into this philosophical bent that I tend to fall into, but especially in light of recent events, you know, and I talked to so many people who have felt beat up all year over all of the national press being critical of our football team and our quarterback and FSU and the, you know, the criminals and this kind of stuff. I mean, I was with Guy Moore earlier in the week, and Guy has owned and operated Garnet and Gold for its history, and that's what now 40 years or better. You know, and he's sitting there talking to me about some of the horrible things that people have said or are saying.
Well, art will always make you feel better. I have been a follower of that all my life. Great thing that you can discover, especially through the holiday show, is it is an environment that is not only attractive to look at, but you'll find artwork in there that speaks to you.
Right, right.
And a lot of times people are intimidated to come into a gallery because they think, oh, they're supposed to know something about art. I don't know. I don't, in that abstract painting, I don't get it. You know, what am I doing here? Mm-hmm. Well, if you look around you, everything in your life is touched by a designer of some type. You know, from your car to your shoes, to your clothes, the paint you choose to put on your wall. That was selected by a designer. And art is the same. It's going to speak to you. And I always like to tell people, if it speaks to you, buy it. Don't worry about where you're going to put it. It will show you where it should hang, should be placed. And it's an opportunity to start collecting in a price range that you can afford. And you may come in there and see an artist who you really like, but when you see that artist at an art festival, you can't afford their work because, you know, we have budgets. We have life that gets in the way of our spontaneous purchases of artwork. But you'll find something in there at $25. Yeah. Well, when next time you come around, maybe life is a little more understanding and you really like that artist's work, well, then you can go up to the next notch, you know, upgrading your artwork. So we are encouraging and developing new collectors and in a safe environment that they can also learn from if they wish, and just purely enjoy the art for art's sake.
And that reminds me, too, LeMoyne has, for its history, offered classes, too, right?
So absolutely.
Talk about learning about art. You can learn to be an artist. You can learn to develop whatever artistic skills
you can go down that road.
Have. Do you have those kinds of opportunities for us folks?
We have something for everyone, right?
who really need a little help in understanding. I mean, maybe I've found this lovely piece there at the show for the holidays, and I want to take this home with me. I'm not exactly sure how it will fit in. Can you help me?
Absolutely.
In understanding that, too?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I will personally connect you with the artist so that you can speak to the artist about what inspired them, why they're working in that medium, what it is about the medium. Because every artist in every medium, there is a different drive that connects us to
with those
why
artists,
we like that.
It seems to me the arts community, if I can say it that way, especially among visual artists, has matured or grown, or they seem better connected than I recall.
Well, Tallahassee has a wealth of talent, not only visually, but in all areas of the fine arts and crafts, fine crafts. And we're very fortunate for that, that we're everywhere. And of course, with the internet and having access to the greater, wider world, you know, everyone is getting more sophisticated because they can get out there and really learn more about their medium. At Lemoyne, we start you young. We have a pre-K art event called Art Sparks, and that's free, and it's every third Saturday of the month in our education center, and it's I think it starts at 10:30, something like that. You can go to our website at lemoyne.org and look under the education tab. And we also, during the holiday, we have special workshops. We have a holiday art camp for the kids. And then, of course, in the summer, we have a spectacular art camp.
Wow.
Summer art camp.
Folks, there's a lot here. Ann Kozoliski, our guest this morning, talking about Lemoyne Center for the Visual Arts. Their website, again, is lemoyne.org. Check it out online and make sure that you make your way to this annual holiday show. Ann, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Brian.
We're heading to the top of the hour. ABC News is up ahead. Stay with me. We'll be back after this break from our local sponsors. This portion of our show is brought to you by The Green Room. Heather Baker and company, this is an amazing person. And right here in our very own town of Tallahassee, Heather Baker is award-winning, having spent her entire career in hair. And I mean, she really knows how to make you look great for you, not try to make you look like somebody else. And yes, she is officially the hairdresser for Tallahassee Talks. I'm telling you, if I can go in there, guys, listen, stop fooling around with the chop shops around town. Get involved with somebody who really loves this craft. That's what she does, and it's called The Green Room on Lake Ella. They're located at 1425 North Monroe, right there at Lake Ella. You can reach her at 425-5222, or just go to her Facebook page, The Green Room on Lake Ella. It's the best thing you can do for your look this week.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So here we are. We're back full of all kinds of holiday cheer and more turkey than we care to talk about, I suppose. At least I'll plead guilty to that. I hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving celebration with your friends and family. And if you've been among those who are alone on Thanksgiving, well, this is my Thanksgiving greeting to you, reaching out to you across the globe. We stream live to the web with Tallahassee Talks, courtesy of our good friends at Freedom 93.3 FM here in Tallahassee, our home station. Barry Kay and company doing a fine job over there. Had a chance to work with some of those guys last week in the wake of the shooting incident at Florida State. We had Jason Durfus on as our guest, who gave us this firsthand account of his experience and his take on the whole matter, what he considers the ultimate outcome of this experience. And a marvelous testimony, his faith in God and his assertion that his life, in his words, clearly spared because God was looking out for him, looking over him. It's a testimony to us, I think, in that we have incurred not only this tragedy, and we have one young man, a victim, the young man who was shot. And Jason watched it happen. He was shot three times and then laid there on the steps of Strozier Library. He is still in recovery. And the news is not good. He is paralyzed from the waist down at this point, and we're praying for a miraculous recovery, and I encourage you to do so. As I do for you, I pray for Tallahassee on a regular basis. It's part of my responsibility, I think, as a Christian and as a person who considers himself a part of your community, our community. We need to be thinking and praying for one another. And at this time of year, when we pause, let's think about the fact that President Abraham Lincoln declared the fourth Thursday in November a day of thanksgiving and prayer. It is what we do every year in agreement with his first declaration. And yet often, I think, we can easily succumb to all of the commercialization and, you know, the food and the festivities and such, but a time that is not only a time of reflection, but of active engagement, where we're reaching out to others, if not in prayer, at least in the way of wishing well to one another, and getting involved in activities around town, plenty of them that we can be a part of in a contributive way, where we are giving of our time and our talent. And there are folks among us who are giving of their time and talents to bring us that joy and that entertainment and that inspiration. So you've got coming up with us in this hour, Emily Brown over there at Challenger Learning Center, talking about some of the films that they'll be presenting us during the holidays, and the launch of the Orion spacecraft that they're going to provide as a viewing and a day-long event of learning. You bring your kids and just hang out. And what a great experience for all of us, especially children, who will learn more about that particular space mission. It's marvelous. Incidentally, we're giving away tickets. So I want you to go to our Facebook page, and you can win tickets to any of these events. The films that Challenger Learning Center will be showing in their IMAX theater. We've got tickets to give away. But the way we're going to do it, you go to Facebook and look for Tallahassee Talks, and you're going to see some trivia questions there. And the way we typically will do this, we will post the trivia question of the day, and the first one who answers correctly then wins a pair of tickets. That's how we do it. So do that for me and win yourself some tickets to IMAX Theater during the holidays. What a great thing. And by the way, we like to remind folks here that Challenger Learning Center offers gift certificates too. So you can buy a gift certificate and give that as a gift. And so we'll be talking with Miriam Dady about gift ideas coming up after the break. She's standing by with our first installment of this year's gift giving guide. She's been scurrying about looking at local merchants and what they're offering with uniqueness and various priced items. So from the lavish to the more modest in price, you'd be able to do some holiday gift shopping with the local merchants. We like that. Shop local is the way to go. And one of those folks that I want to mention is a sponsor of the show, Widen Glass. We talked to Widen Glass earlier today, and they've got a really nifty idea. If you want to give a mirror as a gift for that young couple that maybe just purchased a home or newlyweds, or for perhaps an older member of your family that would appreciate a lovely framed mirror, they can do it for you. And they've also got something there too, which is kind of cool. They call them cutoffs. Okay, these are mirrored pieces that were part of a larger piece that was cut and not used as part of a project, right? They are wonderful pieces of mirrored glass that you can have framed, or you can get them installed. And they're up to 50% off the regular price. So it's kind of a bargain basket there of mirrored glass, Widen Glass. They're the oldest glass company in town. It started in 1945. So 2015 marks their 70th anniversary. Three generations of Widens down there on South Monroe doing what they do to bring Tallahassee the best in glass for your home and for your business. Well, I'll tell you this, as I reflect upon the good things that we can be thankful for, I want us to think in terms of what we can do for one another to bring healing to our community and to bring refreshment having come through such tremendously distressing times, the loss of this sheriff deputy, Christopher Smith, the shooting that occurred at Florida State, all of the comments that have been made about Florida State football and Jameis Winston. Man, it's thick, isn't it? And my humble assertion here is that you bring healing to yourself, to your family, to your community by doing what our friend Atira Charles mentioned here a few weeks ago. Find your quiet time. Get quiet. Get alone. Get down into the things that are really important inside of you. And find in that time those few things that you can honestly say you are grateful for. And there's a lot, if you'll take the time to think through it. Allow gratitude then to begin to bubble up within you, and you're going to find in that a remarkable healing that occurs for you personally and that you can share with those that are most significant to you in your family and in your community. That's where we need to go, and that is where this show is going. Let's be thankful on this Thanksgiving weekend for all that we've been given. Remember, it's not what we've been given, but what we give that is the seedbed of gratefulness. Stay with me.
For over 40 years, Marvin McFate has been building houses and helping families build their dreams. He's helped Tallahassee grow too by building a company based on three simple ideas: dedication, tradition, and innovation. It's a company dedicated to building homes that'll last for generations with time-tested methods and a clear understanding of how to make homes more efficient with modern innovations. Today, Vanguard North stands as a symbol of the best in home building and home renovation. So, here's to you, Tallahassee, and all the families that Vanguard North has had the privilege to serve. Thanks for letting them share in your dreams. You keep on growing, and they'll be here to help you do it with homes you love to live in today and for all your tomorrows. Vanguard North, home builders and renovators, on the web at vanguardnorth.com. Marvin McFate, he's a bit of a dreamer. He's okay with that.
The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We have Miriam Dady in the studio. How are you, Miriam?
Thank you for having me, Brian. I love it.
It's a great time of year for the two of us to get together because, golly, there's so many fun things to do around town. And, of course, that time of year when we're thinking about all the special folks in our lives and we want to give a special gift. And the local merchants do such a great job. I thought it would be fun to have you come and bring us up to date. You've got some great gift ideas that you've gathered from some local merchants. So tell us what you found so far.
I do. Appreciation is my thing.
I know it.
That's what I'm into. That is what I stand for with Send Out Cards and with everything in my life. It's just not given enough value today,
yeah,
Brian.
That's true. People say thank you often enough.
We don't say thank you enough. And between now and the end of this year, we have every opportunity. And the Tallahassee merchants are coming out of their skin to provide us ways to do that.
Isn't that great?
I've got a couple of things to talk about.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, my favorite things is well-named.
It is.
If you say it, you can believe it. Because if you arrive at my favorite things, you're going to find some. What I like there right now, for under $50, you can get personalized glassware. Get rid of your jelly jar drinking ornaments. Yeah. How many FSU tumblers can you have in one kitchen?
You've been in my kitchen, haven't
you? I know it.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah, okay.
And these can be monogrammed for $49.95.
That's very cool.
Well, how can you beat that?
You can't.
Most people are going to appreciate something like that and throw out the junk.
Uh-huh. Now, Lauren Teal is the owner up there. I know that she has been at this business of My Favorite Things for quite a while, she and her husband. And I've been in that store. That is a great little place.
No
and they
kidding.
Have such a diversity of gifts. And
you'll find things you won't find anywhere else. They're unique. They're classic. They don't go out of style. But if you go to a party, you're not going to want just your average everyday thing from God bless them, Goodwill. You want something nice.
In fact, what I've noticed too about my favorite things, they're diversity. So you've talked about the stemware, you talked about the china. They have jewelry, they have sculpture, they have all kinds of items that for me gives me a lot of options. Now you've also got something called a bartender.
Emphasis on the numeral 10. Okay. Bartender.
It looks like a Swiss Army knife to me.
Now, frankly, I did not know that bartenders needed 10 things to do, but they do.
Hey, you got to pull a cork, and then there's like a little spoon, and there's this neat little thing where you can like ream out a lime.
And 7 other things in addition to those 3.
And how much is that?
That is $48.
That's a great gift.
It's nice. It's contained.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have it on a picnic, you've got all 10 things you can do.
You know, I have to confess that boys' toys tend to be a little more expensive. So I looked at this list and I saw that you've got gift items from Truck and Car Concepts.
Why not?
I mean, and so kind of, I really would love to have that high-tech DVD player.
Yeah, how about that?
But come on. This is really a very cool gift, isn't it?
Well, the driver should not be included in the DVD watching, but everyone else in the truck is going to appreciate this item. Think about the kind of trips you take on the holiday. You need something to occupy the family.
Indeed.
And if you've got a nice DVD system, you're not going to have any complaints from the back seat.
So the high-tech DVD player, this is the one that's embedded in the headrest, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This, very smart looking.
This, it starts at $5.99 installed,
yeah.
And you can have this kind of, think of the goodwill you're going to create with the guy in your life if you give this kind of gift.
That's a great idea. But they also have things for under $400. What else have you got there?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can provide the driver something a little nifty, like a backup camera.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have one, $399 installed. It's going to make his driving much better.
Mm.
Let's face it. Some of those trucks can get pretty high up in the air.
Indeed.
You need to see behind you.
Let's talk about some of the injuries that can be avoided and other problems, you know, running over a tricycle and or even just smacking into the guy in the grocery at the parking lot at their grocery store.
Oh, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, save the mailboxes. Please get a backup camera.
Well,
they have a sound system for $299.
Really?
That's just going to up the game. And
I
guess what they'll be listening to?
Yeah,
Brian Cerny. You know it.
Of course. We provide that as part of the package. So here we have then a great beginning to our gift-giving season with Miriam Dady. Will you come back? We want you to come and bring us up to date as you do some more scouting around.
Okay, let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You want me to shop for awesome deals in Tallahassee?
Yeah, pretty much.
I accept the challenge.
Do you? Okay, fine. Well, there you go, folks. We've got Miriam Dady on board, and through the next several weeks, we'll be looking at local merchants and what they are bringing to this holiday season in the way of gift ideas, and our dear and lovely friend, Miriam Dady, doing her very best to try to endure this while she's out there scurrying about. By the way, if you don't know, send out cards is a great idea, too, for the holidays and all year long. And Miriam, you've been involved with this company for some time. I know that send out cards is something we do here quite often. And so I want to recommend that to you. This feature then is being brought to you by send out cards. You can find Miriam and all that she does at pushtheenvelope.co. And that is a good idea, is it not?
Oh, it's a great idea. When you want to just streamline old world correspondence, old world touch, gratitude, appreciation, and new world technology, You can send a physical card from your smartphone. I want everybody to give it a try.
And that's something that a lot of folks ask me about. This is not an e-card. This is a printed card. We're talking about a beautiful card and a very wide selection of cards available to you. You simply select the card that you want to send. You write the message that you want written in the font that you've chosen. And Miriam and her company takes care of the rest. Basically, all of that information gets sent to them. They print the card. They put it in an envelope. They put a stamp on it and even lick it for you. And it's in the mail. And it comes from you to that special person in your life. Send out cards. Highly recommended here at Tallahassee Talks, along with our very good friend, Miriam Dady, who we highly recommend for all these gift giving ideas.
Thank you.
We look forward to having you back here another week.
I appreciate, Brian. I'm looking forward to it.
October 3rd, 1863. Our nation is torn in the midst of civil war. Over 100,000 lives have been lost. Faced with the uncertainty of our survival as a nation, President Lincoln declares his faith in God, issuing a proclamation.
I invite my fellow citizens with humble penitence to fervently implore the Almighty to heal the wounds of our nation to the full enjoyment of peace, tranquility, and union.
He recalls the blessings and mercies of God in spite of our disobedience and officially declares the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise. This Thanksgiving, may we find that same gratefulness in our hearts in the midst of adversity and join together in prayer for our nation, giving thanks for our family, friends, and a land of freedom. Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Alcom.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're just enjoying this wonderful show that brings you all of the very wonderful things that is, that are, that could be, that might be Tallahassee. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's holiday weekend here. It's Thanksgiving weekend. Folks, give me a break. I mean, I got more turkey. But I'm here, and you're there, and I'm glad you've joined us because we have a wonderful, wonderful guest, Emily Brown, who is the executive in charge of marketing for the Challenger Learning Center, IMAX Theater. Miss Brown, how are you?
Doing great, Brian.
Are you as turkeyed out as I am?
I'm pretty sure, yes. I will be. Not in too long from now, yeah.
So in that case, since Thanksgiving Thursday this week was undoubtedly a time for us to reflect upon those things that we can be thankful for. I had a chance to ask Ann Kozoliski this in the first hour. We were talking about some of the horrific things that we've had to endure over this last week, and it does cause one to pause. At least it did me. I had to stop and say, you know, I have four adult children, none of whom are in psychotherapy or drug addicted, as far as I know. They are functioning and productive and artistic and contributive and just good people. I mean, I'm fortunate that I can say if they were not related to me, I would choose them to be my friends. And I know a lot of parents that don't feel that way, but I do. And I think that's a lot to be thankful for. So what are you thankful for on this Saturday?
Well, you know, Brian, you started the show by saying, you know, you feature what Tallahassee offers. Your show is always about the really cool things you can find in town. And I think especially after such a horrific week we've had, I'm very thankful to live in such a community that can pull together through the face of tragedy and really feel like a family. You know, my family is not in Tallahassee. My extended family is not in Tallahassee. Yeah. And to live in a community that really comes together like this really makes it just feel that much more like home.
Indeed.
You know, instead of a home. It wasn't my hometown, but now it feels that way.
And for those of us who are football fans and are in tune with the little game that's going on this afternoon at 3:30 with Florida State and University of Florida, many people said, what a classy thing to do that the University of Florida community pulled together and said, hey, you know, we may be rivals on the football field, but at our core, we're all family.
And I think one person wrote, we're like siblings. You know, we pick on each other all the time, but we're still family.
I don't think anyone wants to see anything horrific and tragic like what happened at FSU happen anywhere. And so I think that was a very, very much an eye-opener. It can happen to anybody. And, it is, and the way they stepped up, and they were a class act about it.
And then comes the loss of one of our men in uniform. So, folks, we've walked through it. And here we are post-Thanksgiving Day. And as we look forward into the coming weeks, I'm thankful that Challenger Learning Center has for us an array of wonderful family-friendly activities. And so, Emily, I know you're loaded up. You got plenty of good stuff for us. Where do you want to start?
Well, if we're in the holiday spirit here on this Saturday, let's start
now.
There.
I am totally there.
Awesome.
Turkey and all. And
well,
mistletoe on the side.
Not in the studio.
No.
Just so your listeners know. Not
in
the studio.
No, it's over in the other room. Yep.
Well, you know, just to start out, we've got an excellent new, brand new planetarium show. This is a music show that features all holiday music. So we really run the gamut with what music is featured. We've got anything from Frank Sinatra to we've got the Linus and Lucy theme, you know, that plays Chuck Berry, John Denver and the Muppets, and Trans-Siberian Orchestra, just to name a few. It's a 30-minute show that pairs that soundtrack that is just songs that everyone knows and loves.
How cool.
To animation, to thematic animation, to laser imagery, to special effects. So it really is a feast for the senses.
How cool is this?
So you're listening to the six.
This had to be your idea.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't my idea. This.
But you're so brilliant. You think of things like this.
That's very kind. That's very kind. No, I am. No, it was done by the Clark Planetarium, which is probably arguably one of the most famous planetariums in the country. And then we wanted to bring the show to Tallahassee. We have in the past had another holiday music show, but happy and sad to say at the same time, we upgraded our planetarium this year through a generous grant from COCA, Council on Culture and the Arts. And we can no longer play that show because we had outgrown it. And so this show not only is, you know, in the holiday spirit, but it also is has much clearer quality. Sound is better. It is an upgrade from the holiday show that
How
we had
cool
before.
Is that?
Yeah, and this is a way that your family can you know, all come together, listen to some holiday music, get in the holiday spirit. It is very affordable. The highest ticket price you're going to pay is
$5. Very cool.
So, yeah. So, it plays every day. It's called Let It Snow. I guess that would be important to tell
you.
Let It
Snow.
It's called Let It Snow.
For $5.
For $5, you can see Let It Snow.
I can inundate my senses with holiday music and beautiful things up on the screen.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Wrap my arms around my four adult children who probably won't appreciate that. But it could be a great thing.
Absolutely.
Or if I have little kids.
Little kids,
they're
big kids,
go nuts.
Older kids, any age group.
Wow.
This is
for $5.
Yeah, it's great. We also in the planetarium. I should also mention so this plays from yesterday, from Black Friday through January 1st, every day. We're going to be playing this
Love
show,
it.
So you've got tons of opportunities to see it both weekday and weekend. Also, we're playing a show called December Skies over Tallahassee. This show is presented by the Tallahassee Astronomical Society, and we're going to be playing that back to back with Let It Snow. The December Sky Show tells you all what's going on in the night sky over Tallahassee during the month of December. And in every show, they do the show every month. It's always premieres on the first Saturday of the month, but it will play all month.
Very cool.
And they always show a learning astronomy topic of the month. And in December, it happens to be what the Star of the Magi could have actually been in the sky.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so you can get a little bit of science, a little bit of music, come to see both. We do a combo ticket price, less than $10,
cool.
And you've got 2 hours covered.
Very
so
cool.
That's another way to get in the holiday spirit.
See, folks, the Challenger Learning Center, the Planetarium, and the IMAX Theater. I mean, this is such a treasure. You've got something else called the Little Giants?
Tiny Giants.
The Tiny Giants.
Even littler than little.
Tiny
Giants.
Tiny Giants.
What is this about?
This is our new IMAX documentary. It will premiere later on in December, but still before the holidays. It premieres on December 19th. This is a show that we're saying that small things come in big packages, and tiny then heroes come in all sizes. It follows a chipmunk through a woodland and a scorpion mouse through the desert in Arizona. And it sort of shows the conflicts that they face in their day-to-day life. But the cool thing, it was done by the BBC. And so it's part of the BBC Earth series. And so the way that they've mastered it is you can't look away.
So we're talking about tiny giants, a chipmunk and a mouse.
A chipmunk and a mouse. And you'll see the posters coming out all over town. The chipmunk's cute, okay? It is a cute chipmunk.
What could not be cute about a chipmunk?
Nothing. Well, and I guess if you have a garden, it's not too cute. But, you know, there's not many chipmunks in Tallahassee.
We don't have many chipmunks.
It's not indigenous here, so you don't have to deal with that in Tallahassee. But
just big old
it's about the battles that they face because they are so small. Now, you're not going to see any chipmunks or mice perish in the movie, which is good. So it is definitely family-friendly. The music is great. The visuals are great. The plot line is you can't look away. You know, we had the opportunity, our director and I had the opportunity to go to Canada, to Toronto in September and view every IMAX movie that would be coming out this year. And this one was by far one of our favorites.
Top of the list.
Yeah. So we wanted to bring that back to Tallahassee.
That's awesome. Talking with Emily Brown with the Challenger Learning Center here in Tallahassee and the upcoming holiday season of lovely, tasty, delightful presentations. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Emily Brown, Challenger Learning Center. Emily, you've been with Challenger...
3.5 years now.
3.5 years. Seems like it was only yesterday. But here you are.
It does seem like that.
And have you noticed things changing about town? I ask this question a lot because there's been so much change in many ways. But then again, I find that people are unaware of change. I talked with this one lady who had no idea what Cascades Park was. And this is not a person who lives in the backwoods. She's a branch manager for a credit union. And I asked her, I said, so what do you think of Cascade Sparks? She had no idea what I was talking about. And then I began to try to explain to her what had happened, and she really didn't care. She said, I live and work in the northwest side of town. I never come downtown. So, of course, you know, this makes the downtown authority folks very happy to hear that. But I asked this, I asked her the question because I'm always curious as to whether or not we're just kind of talking to ourselves about what's changing. And, you know, you've been a part of this community for a while and your work with Tallahassee Community Chorus and now with Challenger Learning Center. You're on the forefront of helping us engage and be a part of these very unusual, very special ways of celebrating life. And it seems to me that that's what we need to look forward to in this coming number of weeks as we go through this holiday season. You're right there. You know, you're bringing it out for us on a platter. We've got Tiny Giants. We've got Let It Snow. And then I heard you say something about the Orion. Tell us what's going on with that.
Yeah, this is another event that we have coming up on December 4th, we are hosting the Orion spacecraft first flight viewing party. The Orion spacecraft is essentially the craft that has replaced the shuttle in the space system within NASA. And so they are launching this vehicle, and it will eventually be the vehicle that will take us to the moon again, to Mars even. So it is very significant in space exploration. This will be the first time it is launched. It will be launched from Cape Canaveral and will orbit the Earth twice and then land in the Pacific Ocean. So they are doing this as a way to test all of the many, many, many different capabilities of the craft before we put any humans in it. It is an unmanned exploration. So you can see this history unfold on the big screen. We are showing this in the IMAX theater, this launch. And then we're having a whole morning of hands-on demonstrations and sort of explanations of what's going on. We've got tons of swag from NASA to give out. Neat. So you can really commemorate your time seeing this. And we're doing it. The Challenger Center is hosting this because of our mission to educate the community. You know, we not only have these cool events like Tiny Giants and Let It Snow, but we want to educate the community in STEM, in science, technology, engineering, and math. And this is a way, it's free and open to the public, that people can come in, be educated, or learn more about what's going on with the Orion spacecraft.
That's awesome.
And just have a great morning. So the only downside that I would say to this whole event is that it starts pretty early. Our IMAX doors are going to open at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
The launch is at 7
a.m.
So, and then it will orbit and then splash back down at 11:30 a.m. We have activities going on the entire time from 6:30 to 11:30. So it is free and open to the public. Tons of information is available at our website, challengertlh.com. And we invite the entire community to come down and see this on, you know, the 70-foot wide screen. It's going to look really cool.
Yeah. In fact, folks, if you aren't familiar with the downtown area, Challenger Learning Center is smack dab in the center of town there at Clayman Plaza. There's a beautiful parking garage. The Clayman Plaza itself is this lovely sort of piazza that gives us plenty of opportunity to meander about. And here we have the Challenger Learning Center bringing us all these nifty things that we can learn and celebrate and enjoy. Emily, I interrupted you earlier. I was asking you the question about change, and we got on to talking about this launch. How has Tallahassee changed from your point of view?
Well, I think personally, I think life changes a lot when you're not a student at the university. And so when I graduated from the university, my eyes opened up to all Tallahassee had to offer. I think that happens to a lot of students who graduate and land in Tallahassee. That
And you chose to stay.
I did. Yeah, I chose to stay. So personally, my eyes were opened up. But then sort of professionally, you sort of alluded to this, but I've seen much more of a push to keep people downtown in the downtown area.
Right.
And that just could be because that's where I am most of the time.
Well, sure. And then the collaboration between your group and Tallahassee Community Chorus is a great example. And they collaborate with lots of other nonprofits in trying to help people like Big Bend, you know, America's Harvest of the Big Bend.
And we're all connected here in this community. And so I think anytime that we can use our resources together to create events and to create opportunities for the people who live in Tallahassee, that's really what we're about. We've also partnered with Opening Nights Performing Arts this year to present a film festival. And then we have people that rent our space all the time to sort of, you know, continue their mission for like Tallahassee Film Festival.
I think the name sort of misleads people a lot of times. Challenger Learning Center. I mean, it just sounds like a study hall where you go and you take classes, but you're really a challenger entertainment / learning / engagement center where you've got all that going on all under one title and all under one roof.
Well, I feel that everything that we're doing and expanding programming, expanding our offerings still fits under our mission of what we call edutainment. Okay. Yeah. So it's education, it's entertainment. And that's more of our tagline than our mission. But our mission is, again, education and engagement of the community.
What's up ahead? What do you see happening over the next couple of years for Challenger?
I hope that we continue a lot of these community partnerships that we've expanded to, because it helps our organization. It helps whoever we're partnering with to get the word out. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I don't want there to be a misconception with what we're doing downtown just because of a name issue. And I think we're doing the best that we can to get the word out that the center is for everyone. It's mm-hmm. not just for students. It's not just for adults. There is something for everyone. Just take a look at our website. You can see very quickly there's a lot going on. So
I know that you work closely with the public schools too.
Yes.
For school age kids, and they get to participate in a lot of the things that you do.
Yes. In fact, yesterday, I mean, in the spring, we can have up to 600 kids in the building every day.
Wow.
Yesterday, we had 350. And that's our daily sort of during the day, because schools come out for field trips to mm-hmm. see an IMAX movie or to see a planetarium show or to do any of our hands-on programming like our space mission simulator. Mm-hmm. So I hope that we continue to do all the things that we're doing right now and continue to polish them and expand and continue to stay relevant in that way.
Do you think that there's a better appreciation for what you're offering? Do people seem to get it now that you've done more of the kind of promotional things that you've done and the kind of speaking engagements that you've incurred, and then you've cooperated with these organizations? I mean, does there seem to be some traction there where
yeah,
people are
absolutely
turning in your direction for entertainment? And
I think so. I think yeah. a lot of factors influence that, but I think that we really have a loyal group of people that yeah. That we always welcome new folks into and that really follow us and support our mission.
Can't imagine that we would not want to be a part of this. Let It Snow, Tiny Giants, the Orion space launch. All of this up ahead. You can check them out online. ChallengerTLH.com is the website. Emily Brown, our guest this morning, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
You too.
Folks, that's what we do here. We talk all about what is so cool about Tallahassee, and that's why we're glad you're here, because you are cool too. So we'll look for you again next Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, right here at our home station, 93.3, or listen to us online, streaming live to the web, because that's what we love to do. So come on, Tallahassee, come talk to me.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.